You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're taking a look at the action that's going to be happening on Friday, the 20th of December. We're getting closer to Christmas. We're getting closer to the great action we have over the festive period. And Ascot's Christmas meeting kicks off on Friday, in fact, with six races in the afternoon. We've got your Toxeter coming up, provided they pass an inspection. Savile, Dundalk, Wolverhampton, those are going to be our all-weather tracks. It's live on Racing Radio from 11:55 a.m. And it's going to be Stephen Powell, Will Smith and Andrew Mount in the studio. But joining me in the Racing Radio studio right at this very moment, myself being John Gibby, it's Chris Pimblot. Hello, Pimmers.
Very good afternoon, John. Very good afternoon to you indeed. And gosh, I'm getting all excited with the prospect of Santa coming down the old Pimlott chimney.
I know you're a big Christmas man, and it must be very exciting for you.
Indeed, and for all the family.
And you actually call me by my first name as well, which I don't think you've ever done before. So
really?
That must just be the Christmas exciting
it must
setting
be. In. It must be, either, or that or the drink, one of the two.
Yeah, possibly a bit of both.
Yeah.
We will talk about the big Christmas race, the King George, very shortly indeed. We're going to take a look at one of the big races on Saturday, as well as your two selections for Friday's racing action. But what have you been up to, Pim? Have you been keeping well lately?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, all good. Had a few runners at the point-to-point, which, in the words of Craig Revel Hull, disastrous, darling. But anyway, we'll take it on the chin and we'll go back to war early on in January with them.
It's a big point-to-point fan, Craig Hull-Ward.
He is indeed, yeah.
He loves it.
He loves
the game.
Gets his welly bobs on and he's happy as a sandboy. Just waltzes through the field.
Let's kick things off by taking a look at the big race on Saturday here, Bim. So I'm not really going to ask you for a selection in this race, the Marsh Hurdle or the Long Walk Hurdle, as we maybe better know it, because Paisley Park is such a short price, 4-1 on at time of recording, or as you listen to us here on the racing podcast, 11-1 for Lamy Surge, to be fair, 11-1, 12-1 for the World's End, Papagana 20-1, and Agripart 25-1. And it looks like it is going to be very, very difficult to get Paisley Park, the reigning staying hurdle champion, beaten.
Yeah, again, if as long as the wheel doesn't fall off, you know, he's home and hosed. It should be just like him doing a piece of work on the gallops. On official ratings, he's way, way clear. Maybe a stone in hand with many of his rivals and more. So, yeah, hopefully his winning sequence continues and he gets the job done in impressive fashion. Obviously, Lamy Surge, we haven't seen him for an awful long time, 580 days. Off the track, so you'd have to imagine that he's going to benefit from this run, whatever. And of the others, World's End ran well enough in defeat last time out. To be fair, there's a little bit to find on official ratings, as to as Papagana, the mare by Marteline. So, yeah, they're taking him on, the other five, but really and truly, it should be just a walk in the Paisley Park.
What I do really like about this horse is that it's really interesting to watch race, because he doesn't kind of do it as stylishly as you might think looking at his performance figures. Sometimes he does hit a little bit of a flat spot. Sometimes he does look like he's just taking a little bit of a while to pick up. And then suddenly, whoosh, off into the sunset, job done. That's the end of it. And it could be, despite what should be very heavy ground at Ascot on Saturday, maybe posing a slight question, a similar story.
Yeah, it should well be a similar story. As we record this podcast, heavy, soft in places at Ascot, showers forecast. So it's certainly not going to improve over the next day or two. The only thing is, if it continues to keep being a bit of rain, just might it make it a little bit wetter, slightly easier maybe for them to go through.
Well, that's the Grade 1 before Christmas. Now let's take a look at the big race on Boxing Day. The King George, of course, at Kempton, over 3 miles. Are you going to be in the studio again on Boxing Day, Pimmers?
Boxing Day is a big day for me. I'll be in here, Studio 24, I think it is, on Boxing Day this year.
Yeah. Been bumped up.
Yeah, so that's all good. Myself, Andrew Mount, and I think in the presenter's chair is Stuart Beasley.
There you go.
So, yeah, an all-star line-out for Boxing Day. And obviously we'll have Ken he'll be there at Kempton, won't he?
Yeah.
So, happy days.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Make sure you join the team in the studio on Boxing Day for all the action, of course. And for the big race, the King George surname, currently the 7-4 favourite with us here at William Hill. 15-8 for Lost in Translation. Clan de Zobo is 7-2, 10-1 for Footpad. Thistlecrack is 16-1, 20-1 to Road to Respect, and 25-1 and bigger for the rest. I'm pretty sure this hasn't been officially announced yet, Pimmers, but sources close to Racing Radio have told us Harry Cobden definitely going to be riding Surname, as you would probably expect.
Yeah, word on the street is that's the situation. Surname is going to be Cobden, and the other Nichols horse is going to be Sam Twist and Davis. So hopefully you've heard it correct here on William Hill Radio first. Surname is just so impressive, isn't he, last time out. He beat Altior very, very cosily. He's the highest rated chaser in training, and really and truly, he's a joy to watch. And hopefully we've got a superstar. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Because that's what the game needs. We need somebody that we can put on a pedestal and really enjoy. And certainly his impressive win at Ascot last time out was very, very good indeed. Take away nothing from Lost in Translation. I mean, he did it very nicely indeed at Haydock Park when he beat Core Specialist Bristol DeMay there by a length and a half. So again, a little bit more to come from him. I thought he jumped extremely well at Haydock, and that should well suit him. He has won at Carlisle right-handed, so again, going around Ascot shouldn't be an issue to him either. And he's certainly a big, big player. Clan de Zobo, well, he got beat last time out when we saw him behind Road to Respect, but again, he's a high-class individual in his own right.
Won this last year, of course.
Again, yeah, he did, and that proves that he'll go right-handed around this track. Harry Cobden's obviously ridden him in the many, many occasions, and to change his allegiance with him could well be interesting, but I would have to think that, you know, it's the right move to be riding the favourite sire name. Footpad is getting a little bit to fine, I thought, although he won at Thurles last time out when he beat Mater Beach quite cosily on that occasion, but again, on official figures, has a little bit to fine. Thistlecrack, I think he's going to have a mountain to climb, to be fair, if we're going to see him win the King George on Boxing Day. And of the others, I think they'll all, as the prices suggest, will find life very difficult. So for me, I'm hoping the favourite can get the job done and we have a new kid on the block.
Yeah, I was a little bit of a Surname doubter, I have to say, until that run last time out when he was impressive in beating Altior over at Ascot. Obviously, stepping up in trip this time round, any concern at all?
I don't think that would be an issue, to be perfectly honest. No, I don't think that would be an issue at all. I think it more than likely will suit him. The only thing you'd say about Kempton is that it's a sharp, easy track, which it is, but normally they go flat to the boards from flagfall.
Yeah.
So it does actually bring in a little bit of test of stamina.
That is the King George. It's coming up at Kempton on Boxing Day. You can hear it live on William Hill Racing Radio. Now let's bring things a little bit closer to the present, Pimmers. Let's take a look at your two selections for tomorrow's racing action. And I believe that they both run over at Ascot.
Yeah, we have got a very nice limited novices chase at 1:55. Not many of them going to post, just six of them going to post. But it is a really interesting contest, to say the least. And I'm going to take a chance with Debouché. I think that's how you pronounce his word,
Debouché. Yeah.
He was a winner the last time out we saw him. He was well clear and stayed on really well on the running to win by four lengths in the hands of Danny Mullins. He was a very short price at 2-1 favourite. But again, I felt that was a really good run by him. We hadn't seen him since back end of April, and it was back on the 19th of November when he had that debut run of the season. So I definitely think he comes here tomorrow with a massive chance. Obviously, you've got Greener Teen from the Nichols Yard and Harry Cobden combination there. This one ran in a handicap hurdle last time out. Comes into a chase company tomorrow afternoon. Offer an official mark of 132. So he's no slouch in his own right, that is for sure. And you'd think that there possibly could be a little bit more to come from him. Capital Force unseated last time out. Suli Dula A'a, A-A. That's an interesting one, isn't it? How do you pronounce that then?
I think that probably just goes Suli Duck.
Suli Duck?
Yeah.
Not A-A, Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, I think the less said about that, the better.
Okay, well, move on then. Yeah, just pass me that drink. yeah, but again, he to be fair, was second the last time we saw him. That was second of eight won a 7-1 chance on the 29th of November in a novice handicap at Newbury. And then the Flying Sofa, God, oh, blimey, we'll have one or two of them over Christmas period when we want the film on that we want and mother doesn't want it on and the kids don't want it on. It'll all go pear shape. And then the grandson, God, oh, blimey, when will we ever get one of them? Who knows? But again, he's a little bit to find, this son of Jeremy, tomorrow afternoon. So fairly confident that Debouché is going to put back-to-back wins together.
Yeah, it's interesting to see Mags Mullins send one over for this sort of race, because you wouldn't really associate her with having loads of raiders over to the UK. I know she sent a couple of them over for Cheltenham and things like that in the past, but it does have the favourite there, Debouché, who, after a little bit of a questionable time, I guess, to kick off his hurdling career, has made that successful start over Chase's last time out and an intriguing contender in that Ascot 155.
He is indeed.
The 2:30 at Ascot is a Grade 2 novices hurdle. And so we do have actually prices for this at time of recording. Ribble Valley, the 4-5 favourite, 5-2 Master Debonair, McFabulous 13-2, and Time Flies By also 13-2. And I'll tell you what, Pimmers, this Ribble Valley, it's one quite a few people have been talking about this one. It's been on people's lips as potentially a horse to be keeping on side.
Yeah, and I think Nicky Richards is trainer feels that he's really found a replacement to some of the superstars that he's trained in the past. And again, we saw this fella very impressive when he won at Wetherby last time out. He was a 13-8 favourite on that occasion. The going was soft, so I shouldn't imagine that the heavy ground at Ascot is going to inconvenience him tomorrow afternoon. It was actually heavy when he won at Exham earlier on in the year. Obviously, he's gradually stepped up in class and stepped up in grade, and he has to do that again tomorrow afternoon. But the ticks are all in the boxes for him, and I would imagine that Connections will be bitterly disappointed if he doesn't make the hat-trick of wins this season.
So we're going with Ribble Valley?
Oh, most certainly, yeah. Yeah, we do feel he could well be different gravy.
Yeah, really impressive performance at Wetherby last time out from Ribble Valley. Now into Grade 2 company in the Supreme Trial, the Kennel Gate, as you may know it at Ascot on Friday. It's a 2:30, and Pim is expecting that to be a winning step up in class. Now, that's just about all we've got time for on the podcast today. Of course, make sure you tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday to hear those races at Ascot and the rest of the action. Hopefully your Toxeter passes out the inspection. Also Savile, Dundalk and Wolverhampton all weather. So they'll be on no matter what, you would hope anyway. Pimmers, we'll see you soon on Racing Radio. Are you not going to be back in until Boxing Day now? Is that the next
Boxing
time?
Day now, yeah. But again, we've got no racing. You see how we Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's true.
So,
that catches you out, doesn't it?
It does a bit. Yeah. It does a bit. Now, I was reading somewhere yesterday that somebody says we should be racing.
Oh, let's not open that can of worms.
You know what I mean? What's your thoughts, Jim?
I would rather not. But I have views on the way that whole debate conducts itself.
Well, I think, again, why shouldn't the families of the jockeys, of the stable staff and everybody else have a little bit of a break? They deserve it.
That's what a lot of people were getting very upset about when this
when you've got Boxing Day, everybody's looking for some fresh air, a day out of the races. Usually all the meetings are very well attended.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get your racing then. Just give them a break, will you, please? And then we'll come back flat to the max and happy as sandboys.
They will be back on Boxing Day, however many meetings it is across the UK and Ireland. 11, is it?
10 or 11, yeah. There's plenty to go at. So we'll look forward to that.
It's all coming up over the next few days. Thanks very much for joining us for this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Pimmers, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, and a very happy Christmas and a peaceful Christmas to all the listeners.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.